Farm Bill 2.0 advances after a marathon markup session, and USDA locks in crop insurance prices for this year. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today News. The House Ag Committee has advanced Farm Bill 2.0 following a marathon markup session that lasted for several days.
Our farmers, ranchers, and rural communities need a new farm bill, and they don't need it next year or need it next Congress. They need it now.
And that was House Ag Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson in his closing comments before the committee vote during the early morning hours on Thursday. Farm Bill 2.0 passed the committee by a vote of 34-17. All Republicans voted in favor of the legislation, along with seven Democrats on the committee. During the markup process, members of both parties sparred with each other over additional protections for pesticide producers, as well as the Trump administration's current rule that blocks federal incentives for solar projects on farmland. Before the vote, Thompson accused Democrats of grandstanding.
Take the politics, take the Trump derangement syndrome out of it, pure and simple. This is a great farm bill.
Other provisions include a legislative fix for California's Prop 12. Ranking Member Angie Craig, a Democrat from Minnesota, referred to the bill as lackluster in her closing comments before the committee vote.
This remains a disappointing farm bill process that does not meet the moment. This bill doesn't lower input costs or stabilize our export markets. It doesn't help make food more affordable while prices surge under Trump's backward economic policies. And it's going to have challenges getting broad bipartisan support on the House floor.
The legislation now moves to the House for consideration. Meanwhile, Senate Ag Committee Chairman John Bozeman recently said he will introduce his own farm bill proposal in the coming months.